In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus.
Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis
peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. Well, happy birthday to the Blessed Virgin Mary today, September 8th. So I want everybody to bake a cake, have ice cream, something like that, to celebrate the birthday of our Blessed Mother. Her entrance into this world was momentous. It signified the coming of the long-awaited Savior. For 4,000 years, people had been waiting for this. That is kind of what is signified in the gospel choice for today. It gives the genealogy of, ends up giving the genealogy of Joseph, but we do have the genealogy of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This shows that the long-awaited time from the promise to the coming of the Savior, and it also shows that you would say the virtue of piety, in that those who came before us are important. It is important to venerate and to respect those who came before, those who were in that line of our generation, just the generation of us, much less the generation of Christ. So that's the first indication that those heretical Protestant sects who refuse to give honor and worship to the Blessed Virgin Mary in the proper way, that is contrary to the virtue of piety. It's contrary to the gospel which we have just heard, which gives that lineage, which names all those people in the lineage of Christ which deserve our recognition and honor. But also we find, and not just from that, the argument we could say from piety, we have the example of Scripture itself. And that's always the first place you want to go when people argue about Catholic doctrine. You want to go to Scripture. And so when people say, why do you worship the Blessed Virgin Mary? First of all, we don't worship the Blessed Virgin Mary in the same way that perhaps it is meant. God alone is deserving of worship. The Blessed Virgin Mary is given I think we should know the catechetical term, hyperdulia, which is honor above and beyond what anybody else receives. Why is that? Well, first of all, because God himself tells us, indicates to us the Blessed Virgin Mary is special and deserving of particular honor. The first indication is in Luke chapter 2, when we see the angel Gabriel saluting the Blessed Virgin and saying, Hail Mary, full of grace. Is he telling the truth or not? Is she full of grace or otherwise? You get other translations that say, Hail, O highly favored one. Okay, take your pick. Either she's full of grace, she's highly favored, or she isn't. What does that mean? If she's highly favored by God, if she's full of grace, who else is given that title? Who else is that said to? Now, we can't point to it. So the archangel is the first one to venerate the Blessed Virgin Mary and show her marks of special respect. So I think that's pretty important, being given respect by an archangel. Secondly, we have in the same chapter, Luke chapter 2, the Blessed Virgin Mary visiting her cousin Elizabeth, who is older than she is, right? More venerable, more to be respected. And yet when the Blessed Virgin approaches Elizabeth, she says what? Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For when your greeting sounded in my ears, the child in my womb leapt. So Elizabeth says, who am I? I am not worthy, right? You are greater than I. I'm not worthy of this honor to have you visit me. So now we have another person showing honor to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And it's important to make the distinction. Before Elizabeth says, who am I? Scripture tells us that Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And then she uttered, who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? So if somebody's filled with the Holy Ghost, that means that God has inspired that person to say whatever's coming next. So the Holy Ghost is pointing us in the direction the Blessed Virgin Mary is important. Look at all these people who are venerating her. And furthermore, in that, again, that very same chapter, Luke chapter 2, the Blessed Virgin utters the Magnificat, right? That canticle that she sings. And in the canticle, she says, all generations will call me blessed. Now, once again, before the Blessed Virgin Mary sings that Magnificat, it says, the Blessed Virgin, being filled with the Holy Ghost, says the following. Those things are prophecies. So if in a prophecy inspired by the Holy Ghost, the words are said, all generations will call me blessed, we had better do it. Otherwise, we are making void the prophecy of the Holy Ghost. If all generations will call you blessed, that means they should. They're supposed to be. Thus saith God. Thus saith the Holy Ghost. So if we're not doing that, we have a problem. Go back and look at scriptures and see what that says. We should be doing what scripture tells us to do, what the Holy Ghost tells us to do. And when it says, all generations will call the Blessed Virgin Mary blessed, we better do it. Now, there's some who think that, all this attention on our Blessed Mother takes away from Christ somehow. Again, let's look at scripture. What does she say in the Magnificat? In fact, that's the very first word. Magnificat means my soul magnifies. What does it magnify? When you look at a magnifying glass, things get bigger. You see them in better detail. So when Our Lady says, my soul magnifies the Lord. If you look at me, if you honor me, if you pray to me, you will see God in greater and better detail. And I've spoken about this before. Why is that the case? Why is it going to the Blessed Virgin Mary we would see God better? Because of her Immaculate Heart. Right? That one human heart that loved God and loved Christ more than any other human heart is able to do. So if you want to learn from somebody, if you want to learn how to do something, go to the best. Right? Go to a Blessed Virgin and she will show you how to do what she does better than anybody. So all of these reasons arguments, they're found right there in Scripture. All you have to do is read the Scripture and take it at face value. Just read it and believe it, and you should be able, right, to find the truth. This is the irony of the Protestants, who say that anybody can read the Bible and find out for what themselves is true. Well, that's obviously proven false by the million different interpretations people get from reading the Bible and interpreting it themselves. But with the proper guide, given the proper direction, which is what we would say sacred tradition, the Blessed Virgin, the apostles, they passed on, right? The apostles ordained men bishops after them. The Blessed Virgin was talking to people before she died. She was telling people about her son. She was relating the accounts of her life. Did that just suddenly stop for no reason? Did that all that knowledge just get lost? Was there some huge break where nobody was passing that knowledge on? We don't find that. What we find when we look at history and tradition is that there was an unbroken line of succession from St. Peter to Linus to Cletus to Clement to Sixtus and so on, all down through the popes, all down through the bishops. We have the same knowledge. We have an understanding of how the scriptures were interpreted way back even in the first and second centuries. So no excuse, right? No excuse not to read it and to see it and to believe it and to know that it is true and coming from the Holy Ghost. Let us keep that in mind. Let us thank God for giving us the Blessed Virgin, for giving us the Savior. And every year, right, when we recall these events in the life of our Lord, the life of our Blessed Lady, God didn't come to us shrouded in mystery and shadows. He came very clear. He was born of a woman. We know who she was. We know when she was born. We know who her parents were. We know who her parents' parents were. Right? God wants to make this clear. This is not myth. This is not mystery. This is eminently practical, reasonable. We have historical evidence. We have every reason to believe the scriptures, their truth. And when we have had that for 2,000 years, now is no reason to stop believing or let our faith waver. So let us thank God and thank the Blessed Virgin and ask for her help in loving her Son even more. God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.